All right, God is jealous for his people. God is going to outsmart you every time. Just when you think he's lost it, you find out that he's had it all the time, and he's doing things in a way that you would never suspect. He's going to surprise the world when he brings Israel back into the land. The Israel that's in the land is not the proper Israel. This corresponds with the parable of the wedding guests. The guests who were invited to the wedding, they showed up, said, here we are, first place, chief seat. And he says, no, step aside. I'm going to bring those out of the streets. I'm going to bring those that you would never suspect. Bring them to Zion. Hi, everybody. This is Martin Zender. I love Israel because God loves Israel. And Ezekiel loves Israel. He was a prophet of Israel, and God gave him information about what he's going to do in the future with Israel. And those who think that God's done with Israel, read Romans chapter 9 and pay close attention to what I'm about to read you today. I'm in Ezekiel chapter 36. We talked about God having concern for his holy name. Verse 21, Ezekiel 36. Which the house of Israel had profaned among the nations where they went. And I said to you yesterday, this is what Christianity has done. Verse 22, therefore say to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, it is not for your sake, O house of Israel, that I am about to act, but for my holy name, which you have profaned among the nations where you went. You know, I've often said this. Christians say, you know, they go out and they take their message, they attempt to evangelize with a non-evangel, they're missionaries, and they go out and they say, why aren't people accepting what we say? Why do people turn away from us? And we must need more preaching. We must need to spend more money and get the word out even more. And my analogy is, that's like Captain Smith saying, we must need more icebergs. Your message is flawed. It's carrying a deadly virus, several deadly viruses or viruses. And one is eternal torment. One is free will. You're hypocrites. You say that it's all of God. Then you say, I have to do something. You have to act or else God's going to damn you for eternity. This is hypocrisy. The world can spot it. You can't. And so you've profaned God's name among the nations where you go, wherever you go. You send missionaries to Guam, you send missionaries to China, you send missionaries to Puerto Rico, Port-au-Prince, wherever third world country you send missionaries to, you're going to profane his name wherever you go. You're doomed. Stay home. Get some sleep. Forget the dysentery. Forget the mosquito disease. What is that? What's a mosquito disease? Malaria. Forget it. You can do less damage without contracting malaria or diarrhea. Stay the heck home. Leave these other people alone, because no matter where you go, you profane his name. And you don't even realize you're doing it. Missionaries, you think you're scoring points. Ding, 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 ding. You're not. These are demerits. Every nation you go, where you teach your pseudo-evangel, believe in God or be damned. No, these people were better off when they were wearing banana peels and worshiping eucalyptus trees. Leave them the hell alone. Because you defile God's name wherever you go. Wherever you go, you take the virus with you. And I know people are transferring the Orthodox message to homes. Congratulations, you're moving the apostasy to a different address. Wonderful. Great. You've profaned my name among the nations where you went. Verse 23, and I will vindicate the holiness of my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, which you have profaned in their midst. God is going to vindicate it. You know, the reason he's not stopping you now, and I admit, this causes me vexation and frustration, and other words that end in I-O-N. The fact that this heinous message continues to go out. I can't listen to Christian radio. People say to me, Martin, did you hear that one preacher? No, I don't listen to him. I can't. They make me crazy. I can't listen to my father's name being profaned. And it happens wherever they go, wherever Christianity or Israel goes. His name is profaned, whether it's on the airwaves or Billy Graham crusades or on missionary trips. Unless you have the right message that this is God's accomplishment and that belief is a gift, and unless you know about the eons and are teaching aeonian life, if you're mixing eternity with this and teaching eternal judgment, eternal torment, eternal death, eternal punishment, you have the wrong message and you're worse than an unbeliever, because these people are better off in unbelief than finding out that God is crazy. I remember a guy in Toronto, Canada. I was up there to teach, and this guy said, "You know, Martin, I'm handing out free versions of the King James Bible." I said, "Why are you handing people King James, these little pocket King James versions?" I said, "Why are you doing that? The King James is a terrible translation." Well, he said, his name was Paul. He said, "It's better than nothing." And I said, "No, it's not. Nothing is better, because at least nothing is not giving you the idea that God is an eternal tormentor." And the King James Version, with its Matthew 25:46, "And these shall go away into everlasting punishment," its perversion of the Greek word aion, turning it to eternal and everlasting. You're better off not hearing anything about God. For God's sake, you missionaries out there, stay the hell home. Leave those poor people alone, because you're making them, like the Pharisees did the Jews, double the sons of Gehenna as you are. You're ruining them, because here it is, Ezekiel 36:22. You're profaning his name among the nations where you go. Every single place you open your mouth, you're sullying his name. Precious name. But I thank God for this, that he is going to vindicate the holiness of his great name. It's a great name. It's not a mediocre name. You are making it a mediocre name. It's not mediocre. Newsflash, it's great. He has accomplished things that you can't even imagine, that you haven't even dreamed of, even in your highest thoughts. I will vindicate the holiness of my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, which you have profaned in their midst. Then the nations will know that I am the Lord. Now they think he's a wussy. Now they think he's a weak savior. Now they think he's a wannabe. He's a hopeful God whose hands are tied and he's hoping that you like him. But then the nations will know that I am the Lord. You use that name, Lord, don't you? But you take his name in vain. Lord, didn't we do this in your name? Didn't we do mighty works? Didn't we preach the gospel? Billy Graham at the great white throne. Lord, what am I doing at the great white throne? Didn't I preach to multitudes in your name? Didn't I bring thousands, millions to you in your name? And Jesus Christ will say to Billy Graham, "I never knew you. Depart from me, worker of lawlessness." And Billy Graham will go into the lake of fire, which is the second death, and he will not be vivified until the consummation, because he is one of the chief criminals of this eon, because he has profaned the name of God. Better if he had been a plumber or an auto mechanic than to stand before millions, take the microphone with the responsibility, the prestige, the exposure he had, and profane God's name. Israel did the same thing, and because of it, she is going to miss her precious millennial kingdom. And because of this, Billy Graham, you are going to miss your precious kingdom. See you at the great white throne. "And I will vindicate the holiness of my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, which you have profaned in their midst. Then the nations will know that I am the Lord," declares the Lord God. The Lord. I am the Lord, the owner. I am the owner of everything. "When I prove myself holy among you in their sight, for I will take you from the nations, gather you from all the hands, and bring you into your own land." Israel today is in a state of apostasy. Christianity today is in a state of apostasy. It is going to take an act of God to undo the damage that Christianity has done to the world and to undo the damage to Christianity herself and to the Jews, to Israel. It's going to take an act of God. It's called the New Covenant. God's going to put His law, put, active verb. He's going to reach through their bodies, grab their hearts, and He's going to give them a heart of flesh instead of the heart of stone they have today. And Christianity today has a heart of stone. Verse 25, then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. Then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. You're not clean now. You have a pretense of cleanliness, but you are filled with the bones of the dead. For I will take you from all the nations, gather you from all the lands. Then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean, and I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols. Christianity, you still need cleansed from your filthiness, your reliance on self-preservation, otherwise known as free will, and from the filthiness of eternal conscious torment from the hands of a purportedly, supposedly loving God. Moreover, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. It has to be a new spirit, because the spirit that is in you now is not of God, it's of the adversary. It's satanic at its core. You, Christianity, are satanic at your core. And I am judging you in light of your end, because I know your end is utter destruction. And I am not fooled by your whitewashed tomb. I'm not fooled by your stage shows and your music and your eloquence and the numbers you reach. Billy Graham, I'm not fooled by the so-called millions you've reached with the gospel, because, sir, you do not even know the gospel. You think the gospel is salvation by self. That's what it's called, unmasked. You call it come to the Lord. And you play the music, and with emotional pleas, you pluck people from any natural sensibilities of the love of God, and you brainwash them, and you bring them a false evangel that Paul would place an anathema and does place an anathema upon. And you whitewash this gospel of salvation by self, and you say that this is the good news. It's not. It's heinous news. You are not of your father, God. You are of your father, the adversary. And your day of reckoning is coming. And I pray for everyone within the sound of my voice that you focus on the evangel of Paul and have no confidence in flesh, but rather have confidence in the completed work of Jesus Christ on the cross, because everything comes down to the cross. Everything depends on the blood shed at Calvary. Colossians 1:20, that by the blood of His cross He shall reconcile all things to Him, whether those in the heavens or those on the earth. That's the gospel. It's the work of Christ, lest anyone should boast. You cannot be justified by law. You cannot be justified by self-indulgence or the work of the human will. It is completely by the work of Christ. That is the gospel. That is the word I give to you today.